It's the first day of school at Grand River Public School, part of the Upper Grand District School Board, and excitement is in the air. The brand new building, funded in November 2021, was designed to meet the needs of families in the expanding neighborhoods of Storybrooke, Beattie Hollow, and nearby communities. After months of careful planning, including a finalized school boundary approved earlier this year, students are now stepping into a space designed for modern learning. Brent Eller, the school's first principal, says Grand River Public was built with innovation in mind.
There's some really neat things that you may not see from the ground. So it's got a reflective roof for one thing. It has an air source heat pump that I think does 90% of the heating and cooling in the building. The school layout itself is full of natural light. It's well laid out in terms of being able to see things supervision-wise. We have wonderful technology in every classroom. It's all sort of the new equipment in the board. We're well equipped. It's got a beautiful gym. The Learning Commons is a two-floor beautiful space with one whole wall, as you can see from the outside. There's a lot here, and it's a lot of thought went into the design of this building. And as a principal and someone who has to manage the space and kind of keep track of things, I couldn't think of a better design. So, and it's a beautiful layout on the outside as well.
Right. Among those features are open and flexible learning environments, energy-efficient designs, and community-driven spaces. Most families live within walking distance of the school, but school buses are also provided for students who live more than 1.6 kilometers away, particularly helpful for younger children. One of those young students is Graham, who's starting grade one this year. He shared what he thinks about his new school.
So this is a really shiny new school. What do you think about that?
Good.
So what was your old school like?
It was just a bunch of red bricks and black bricks.
So how do you feel that you're able to walk to school now instead of taking the bus?
Good.
Another voice of excitement comes from Leah, heading into senior kindergarten. Like many of her classmates, she's full of energy and looking forward to the school year.
How do you feel about this new school? Is it exciting?
Yes.
Is this school bigger than your old school?
Yes.
And are you able to walk to school instead of, like, did you used to take the bus?
Yes, I used to take the bus.
But now you can walk to school. How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
The school also boasts a brand new Learning Commons space, what might be referred to in the past as a library, a flexible and collaborative area designed to support both digital and traditional learning. Bilal Taha, Superintendent of Education at the Upper Grand District School Board, explains how this new space plays a central role in the school's design philosophy.
So it's what probably you and I, when we were kids, used to refer to as a library. So Learning Commons reflects the changing purpose of a library, including technology and coding and all of those pieces that come along with learning space.
And while Grand River Public School emerged as the final name, other options on the short list included Limestone Ridge, Riverbend, and Storybrooke, names that reflect the community's natural landscape and growing neighborhoods. As students settle in, educators, families, and school board officials alike are celebrating a fresh start and a bright future for elementary education in Fergus. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.